Hey y'all, I'm Leslie Kerrigan, and I'm on a mission to help photographers just like you build successful senior photography businesses. Why? Because when I first started, I couldn't find the answers I was looking for to help me in my business, and I don't want that for you. I created Seniorology to be a complete resource full of education, information, and inspiration for senior photographers. With over 10 years of experience and a lot of trial and error, I've learned what it takes to create a six-figure senior photography business that is still going strong today. I created this podcast with you, the senior photographer, in mind to share with you what works and what doesn't, what I'm actually implementing in my own business in order to help you create the business of your dreams and become the go-to senior photographer in your area. Are you ready? Let's get started. All too often I hear photographers say, "I posted on social, but I'm not getting any applications." It's a terrible feeling to put something out there and not get the response you hoped for. Believe me, I've been there. You work so hard on something and then you put it out into the world and it's crickets. In today's episode, I'm going to share three mistakes I see some photographers making when it comes to spokesmodel team recruitment and how to fix them in order to help you avoid the crickets and get the response you want and the applications you deserve to help you build your spokesmodel team. So let's get started. I've grown my spokesmodel team over the years from 4 girls to 33 girls. I have made mistakes and I've learned from them. One of the things I learned was that in order to get the most interest and the most applications possible, you have to have a strategic plan in place. Simply posting on social media about your team isn't enough. There's a lot more that needs to be done to help ensure that when you open your applications, people pay attention. You want to ensure that when you open up your applications to your senior spokesmodel team, people are ready to apply. Today, I'm sharing 3 mistakes I've made myself and I see others making and how to correct them to help you recruit models and build a team that is right for you and your brand. Let's jump right in with mistake number 1. Number 1 is only posting on social and not posting enough. So this is 2 mistakes in 1. Let me explain. Social media is a great tool when it comes to recruiting models for your team, and you should absolutely be using it. But it is not the only tool we should be using. Simply posting and hoping for people to see it isn't going to get us the maximum number of applications. With the algorithm, people aren't necessarily seeing all of our posts. And add to that the fact that people need to see or hear something a minimum of 7 times before taking action. And that tells you that not only do you need to post on social as one way to recruit models, but you need to be posting often. When it comes to posting about your team, you should start posting long before you open the applications. Simply posting one day out of the blue that applications are open to join your team is not the best way to get the most interest in your team. So start months in advance sharing behind the scenes of shoots, sharing photos of your current team, highlighting your senior models, and more. You want to make sure your audience is super familiar with the fact that you have a team, what it is, what you do with your team, and more before you start recruiting for your new team. And then once you are ready to open applications, you should be posting so often that it may feel like a broken record. The reality is that you need to be posting and sharing about your program a ton in order to get the maximum number of applicants. After all, you have worked so hard on this program and you want it to be successful. So you need to be talking about it and sharing often so others are interested. You want to make sure that all of your followers know about your model program. One way to post often but feel a little less like a broken record is to change up the perspective and wording with each post. Instead of saying "applications open to my model program" every single time you post, share different things like why you have a program. your program through the years, why people should apply, what you love most about having a team, and so much more. You are talking about your program each time, but in different ways, so it doesn't feel exactly the same every single time you post. Remember, what feels like a broken record to you doesn't necessarily feel that way to others because not everyone is seeing every single thing you post. Mistake number two, not utilizing your existing clients or models. I think a lot of times this step is overlooked, and it is such an important strategy to help you build a team. I think all we concentrate on is new people, new juniors to get to join our team. We forget that our current team or our current clients probably know way more juniors than we do. After all, they go to school with them. Your existing audience, existing clients, and existing models can help you expand and reach new people to apply for your model team. All you have to do is ask. Ask your current clients or current model team who they know that is a junior that would be a good fit for your team. Ask them to give you the person's Instagram and then DM that person. Reach out, tell them who gave you their name so you have a connecting factor, and share a little bit about your team. Tell them that you would love for them to apply and send them the info or link to your application. I get at least 20 to 30 names from my current seniors or senior models each year just by simply asking them. Chances are juniors have seen these seniors participate in your program, asked them what it was, and shown some interest. So your current clients or models most likely have already been asked about this and know exactly what names to give you. Another way to utilize your existing audience is by reaching out to the moms. Moms are such a valuable resource to help you when it comes to recruiting a model team. Think of the moms you have worked with and ask them if they know anyone that has a junior that might be interested in your model program. You could even go one step further and ask them to share this with their friends. It is such a great way to appeal to moms out there who maybe would want their daughter to participate in something like this. And the third way to utilize your existing audience is by brainstorming people you know. You would be surprised by how many people you may know, either directly or indirectly, that might be a junior or might have a junior son or daughter. I was talking with one of my seniorology semester students the other day about this very thing. She had put out a post on social and did not get the response from it that she hoped. So I asked her to sit down and brainstorm who she knew that might know someone. I suggested she ask her friends if they use teenage babysitters. I asked her if she went to church with the youth program. Were there any teens in her neighborhood? After she brainstormed, I asked her to reach out to these people and ask if they knew any teens that might be interested in modeling for her. She ended up with such a great response simply by thinking of who she already knew. She got a much better response by utilizing the people she already knew and reaching out to them directly than by posting on social. Don't overlook the people you know and already have in your audience in the process of seeking out new people to join your model team. Now, mistake number three, not giving a deadline, sense of urgency, or call to action. I see this so often, and I can't help but think you've got to give teens a reason to apply. I see photographers leaving the application open for an indefinite amount of time or allowing people to join their team anytime. By doing that, you are not creating a sense of urgency and you're not making people take action. If they think they can apply or join anytime, they put it out of their heads or out of their minds, and it isn't something they are necessarily excited to do. If something is just available anytime, it doesn't prompt people to want to take action. No one is going to apply right away if they have an indefinite time to do it. In fact, they may never apply at all because they don't have anything pushing them to do it. You want to create a deadline or a certain window of time for your recruitment to nudge people to take action and apply. This also creates FOMO, the fear of missing out. If they don't apply by a certain date, they're going to miss out on the opportunity to join your team. Another reason this is a mistake is that if you're leaving the application process open and adding people to your team at different times, you aren't really creating a team. It is hard to build a team that supports each other if people are joining at different times. You want everyone to participate at the same time. That way, everyone is together from the beginning and they're bonding along the way. The team is able to be one unit, one team, and not random people being added at the different times. And the third reason this is a mistake is you're in sort of a waiting pattern. You are at the mercy of whoever applies instead of you being in control of your own program. Sitting back and waiting is just not a position you want to be in. You want to have a very distinct recruitment open and close date. Give people a reason to take action and know exactly who you have applying to be a part of your team. When it comes to getting the most applications and avoiding crickets, the key is to make sure you have a strategic plan in place. Just winging it or just posting about it once or out of the blue is not going to get you the applications you want or deserve. Plan out your program and then plan out the marketing of your program or the recruitment so that you get the maximum number of applications. By using these tips, you will be able to get more applicants and build a team of seniors that will not only help you market your business, but that will be a part of your senior family. If you are in the process of recruiting models for the class of 2022, I would love to hear from you. Join the Seniorology Facebook community, DM me on Instagram, or email me at info@seniorology.com. Share with me how these tips have helped you or ask me any questions that you need answers to help you with your senior model program. And if you're currently looking for a course to help you build a successful senior model program, check out the Spokesmodel Academy. This course is a complete guide to building a model team, recruiting models with a very strategic plan, and tons of templates to help you market your program. Visit www.seniorology.com/spokesmodel-academy. I would love to ask you guys for one simple favor. If you are loving this podcast, I would love for you to screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram stories, and tag Seniorology so others can find this podcast and get help with their senior photography business too. Or leave a review and a rating on iTunes. Let me know what you think of the podcast and let me know if you have a topic you would like to see covered on the podcast. I hope you found today's episode of the Seniorology podcast helpful when it comes to getting the most applications for your senior team. There are several other episodes of the podcast that have to do with senior model teams, so be sure to check those out. I will be back next week with an all-new episode for you, the senior photographer, to help you grow your senior photography business. Thank you for listening to the Seniorology podcast.